Crime in Escambia County dropped considerably in the first 6 months of 2014 compared to the same period last year, according to the county sheriff's office. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Released Friday morning, the semiannual uniform crime reporting numbers show that violent crime in Escambia is down by 16%, while the total crime index is down 11%. Sheriff David Morgan says the mid-year report is very encouraging, and he attributes the drops to several factors.
You know, obviously the credit goes to the men and women of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, but we're getting an uptick in community involvement. We've gone from 13 neighborhood watches in 2009, my first year in office, to this year we have 127. Our community is joining hands with the sheriff's office.
The increased public cooperation, says Morgan, is following a national trend, and there are things being seen in Escambia County which have not been seen before.
And that's, you know, our citizens picking up the phone and actually making a phone call. We make a lot of this wall of silence. We think we're starting to see some cracks in that wall, and that's probably the most encouraging thing about these numbers.
Robberies decreased from 209 in 2013 to 127 this year, about a 40% drop. Homicides dropped about 22% from 9 murders last year to 7 so far this year. Reductions of between 9 and 20% are found in forcible sex offenses, aggravated assaults, burglaries, larceny, and motor vehicle theft.
So let me begin with the members of the black community. I love you, and I care deeply about you, and I can tell you that my heart is wrenched.
That Sheriff Morgan last September at an emotional meeting with members of the African American community, shortly after 3 shootings in a 10-day period that left 2 dead, including a 14-year-old girl. He said at the time leads had been virtually zero in the cases.
Somebody knows someone who knows someone that has information about these cases. And I don't care if it's rumor, we will run it down. If you want anonymity, you ask for it and you shall get it. But you've got to give us the lead. I don't have a crystal ball in my office. You know, I don't wave a magic wand and come up with names of people that we need to speak to. That has to come from our community.
Morgan says that meeting appeared to be something of a catalyst in ramping up cooperation in some parts of the county.
In the minority community, everyone speaks of the most difficult hurdle to overcome because race is an issue, as much as we would like to not say that it is. And so we've had a tremendous outreach, in specifically our black community, through our churches and other civic organizations. We've had a couple of tips in some recent homicides that directly are related to our minority community stepping up.
And while fingerprints, DNA material, and other high-tech investigative techniques are important for sealing the deal, the sheriff says there will always be a need for good old-fashioned police work in solving crimes, and that includes the use of tips and informants.
And I don't think that will ever change unless we ever get, you know, God forbid, to the point that we implant chips in everyone's head and so we know where you are and what you're thinking all the time. This has been the mantra. We've been beating this drum for 6 years now, that you've got to wake up, you've got to make that phone call. And I think these trends that we're seeing are clearly indicative of that, and we hope that it holds.
However, the report also shows slightly fewer cases solved this year, with the overall clearance rate, the percentage of crimes closed with an arrest, dropping about 3 points. As for the second half of 2014, Escambia Sheriff David Morgan says one key to a continued drop in crime is keeping open the dialogue with the community, which he says is almost like a safety valve for preventing murders and other violence.
It's a lot of talk, and it's a lot of community outreach, and it's, you know, looking for alternatives for conflict resolution. And, you know, that's the social side of law enforcement. It's not all about guns and badges and arresting people. It's also about working with those social institutions and finding peaceful resolutions to community conflicts.
But Morgan also has a warning that a reduction in overall crime as a whole likely is out of reach, at least in our lifetimes.
As long as there is a market for prostitution and illegal drugs, etc., crime is, in fact, a life that we'll all live with. It's just the levels that our community determines is acceptable is what we have to work on lessening, but it's not acceptable here.
Crime statistics are compiled in-house by most law enforcement agencies in the state and submitted to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement twice a year for the Uniform Crime Report. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.